for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Down for me one day when I was lost. Jesus died.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Honor you and magnify you. Bless your name. Thank you, God. Ms. Hill, can you hear me possibly this morning? Can you hear me?
Good morning. Can you hear me? I'm here, but I cannot hear you on Blog Talk. Good morning. Okay, there it is. Praise the Lord. Okay. We're going to go on with communion first. And, okay, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye. For as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want to read Psalms 8. That's where I am this morning. Let me get it back up. Psalms 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now, God took great care when he made man. He used his hands and formed us in his own image. So he gave us a great beginning. Even though we were born into sin, he gave us a great beginning to be able to withstand the test of time. One, through our very creation, because he took his hands and formed us from the dirt. And secondly, through sending his son, his only son. So we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I love those scriptures. So he's not finished with us yet, because these corruptible bodies are going to be made incorruptible, uncorruptible. So we need to give him glory, because we still a work undone. We still unfinished work. We are yet, as Jesus was in his day, to be glorified. It's going to be it's going to be an awesome time to be had. And I look forward to it. Praise God. Amen.